People sometimes take unlikely paths to get where they're going. This is the story of an unlikely scholar. Someone who didn't learn to read until he was in fifth grade. Radioactive's Tori Zivkovich goes to see how he did it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
It's okay, I'm looking for Leo Morales.
Knock, knock.
Hey,
are you Leo?
How are you?
Good. It took me.
I was looking for Leo because I had heard about his research. Can you tell me basically what you do on a daily basis?
Oh, wow. What I do would sound very boring. I go to meetings, I talk to people.
Even though he says that, Leo S. Morales loves his job, which I can't emphasize enough. He works for the University of Washington, researching minority health. As he talks, he leans forward, a short, gray-haired man in his 50s.
I mean, I found out I have a talent for and interest in research. What I found out is it's not that hard to create new knowledge if you have some tools.
But those tools were not so easily gained. They have taken Leo a lifetime. He was born here, but his parents were from Bolivia.
My father came first. He came actually out of high school.
Leo grew up in Seattle, only speaking Spanish, leaving him isolated when he started kindergarten, where he struggled to learn English alongside his mother. He didn't learn to read until fifth grade when he...
spent a summer reading comic books because I couldn't read. So it just took time. It was learning another language. It was hard, but that's what I had to do, and so that's what I did.
School was more interesting after that. Then, one day, a friend from middle school told him he was going to go to Seattle Prep, a private school, instead of the local public high school.
I thought that was kind of a cool idea.
But his mother couldn't afford private school. By then, she was divorced and going to college herself. Then, he got a break. Seattle Prep accepted him on a scholarship. It was here this curiosity really took off. Can you remember a project or anything that you did that really stands out?
I needed to do a report, and so I went and learned how a sewage treatment plant works. It smelled really bad. That was not the cool part.
It was disgusting down in the sewers, but they fascinated him.
Well, I just wondered how that actually all worked. So it was pretty neat.
He realized then that the world was full of mysteries waiting for him to solve. But it didn't last. The mystery lost its glamour during his first 2 years at the University of Washington.
So I think the first 2 years were probably the hardest when you're going through the general courses. You know, just it's kind of boring parts of it. It's just kind of like doing stuff you have to do to get through, but it's not really all that interesting.
He thought about dropping out.
You know, I spent a summer working in a warehouse.
Leo walked through the warehouse, climbing racks and pulling people's orders.
First, it seemed kind of cool.
But it quickly grew tiresome.
Then really thought about whether I wanted to be in college. A summer in a warehouse taught me I want to be in college. So
he gave college a second chance. This time around, he found his path.
I focused on chemistry, and I really enjoyed it. With the thought of being a scientist, that's how I was led to healthcare. For me, it was a very natural extension to be interested in immigrant health.
From here, it was the next logical step when his research led him to the Latino health paradox. The paradox is based on data showing Latino immigrants live surprisingly long and healthy lives in the United States, despite often having low income and limited access to health care. Leo's family fit right into the paradox. He was curious and wanted to learn more, but it was not easy.
There are the realities of staying funded if you're a researcher, so that can be stressful.
Leo and some colleagues applied for a massive grant to study the paradox. It took them 3 months to write it. It was immediately rejected.
In fact, failures are really opportunities for learning, and that sounds cliche, but it's really, really true.
They rewrote the grant. This time, it worked.
This whole process is like chipping away at a bigger problem. And, you know, I saw that as work that was really helpful. I have focused on minority health. Minority communities have tended to be underserved and under-researched.
He knows how fortunate he is to be where he is today.
Just, this is the best, right? I'm getting paid to, like, find out some interesting stuff. You know, I was a curious person. I wanted to do this work, and I'm getting paid to do it. And I thought that was pretty incredible, you know. It's very privileged, you know, it's very, very fortunate.
Now he wants to give others the same chances he had.
And that's a really great thing. Young people who, you know, may not have had all the opportunities coming along. And so, well, I guess I can do this. This is kind of cool.
To do that, he started pipeline programs that will open doors for future students. From Radioactive, this is The Story by Tori.